right. Here we go. So Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, Jesus says, behold, he's sending out his disciples here to preach. He says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Today we're going to look just, we're going to be looking at, again, how to use social media for the glory of God, or using social media for the glory of God. And one of the aspects of using social media or any other tool for the glory of God is to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We want to make sure that what we're doing is wise. We don't want to go into anything unwise. As Ephesians says, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And if our thought process, if our mindset is to be wise and make decisions that are wise decisions, then that is going to be key, especially in social media. You need to be wise. Understand what you're doing. The best you can, anyways. And that's why we're having these classes, is so that, you know, people can kind of understand. So we're going to look at kind of how Facebook is set up. I know we're spending a lot of time on Facebook as far as the social media aspect, but I would say Facebook is probably the most commonly used among those that would be here. Maybe somebody would use Twitter more, or somebody might use YouTube more or something, but we're gonna focus on Facebook for now. But as we look at this, I'm going to talk about kind of how John Hartness is, his birthday's today. Hey, remember to tell him his birthday. It says in 9 others. Those are probably all his accounts. I'm just kidding. So he has like 5 different Facebook accounts. Anyways, we're going to talk about how it's set up, at least how it operates now. And there may be some things that you guys can help me with that I don't know. But we're going to look at a couple of basic thoughts on that. And we're going to also talk about being harmless as doves a little bit. It can be a great temptation to get on Facebook or any social media and use it as a platform to make some sway in your sphere of influence. We just have to remember that Facebook is just like calling somebody on the phone. You're gonna have effects. You know, it's communication with somebody. And so anytime you communicate with somebody, there's gonna be back and forth. There's gonna be some emotions involved. There's gonna be, you may have issues as far as, maybe somebody may get upset with you, or maybe you'll get upset with them. But anytime that you have communication, have to be careful how you communicate. So that has to do with being wise and then also being harmless. And so as we look at that, there's a reason I do deal with politics and stuff on Facebook, but not quite as much as some others may. In fact, I deal with doctrine on Facebook, but probably not quite as much as some others may. I try to keep it simple for the most part. If people want deeper doctrine from me, they're going to get it in my sermons that are on YouTube. They're going to get it in things that I write that are, I don't go to Facebook to do doctrinal debates, because one, it's kind of difficult for people to understand. If I disagree with somebody and I try to tell them kindly that I disagree, it's going to take a long time. I used to get in doctrinal debates on Facebook, and it takes a long time to word things just right so that people don't misunderstand you. And what's that? And then they still misunderstand you. And so we have to be wise in how we handle these things. We have to, and we also have to endeavor to be harmless in the sense that we're not just stirring up trouble. Okay? And so that's important to do. So we're going to jump over to, this is our church website here. I'm going to jump over to, I've got a little F up there for Facebook. I can just click and that's on our church website. It'll take you directly to our church Facebook page. And so, jump on there and see that. I've got people sending me messages and stuff. So, now, I have to say, Travis checked this in. Good. All right, so, or checked in something. I have to say that, I have to give this disclaimer, I have no idea what my friends are posting right now. Okay? So, there may be some things that we have to, live eye real quick. But I try to keep my friends list filtered pretty good. I try to maintain carefulness as far as that goes. So this is a couple things about Facebook. On Facebook, you have what is called your timeline, or it used to be called your wall, your Facebook wall. I kind of like the term wall. Timeline is basically, it's similar. It's kind of like, okay, I have a wall and I put a timeline on it. Okay, so that's kind of the idea. Your timeline or your wall is your actual Facebook page. Okay, what you post on Facebook goes directly onto your wall or your timeline. Does that make sense? Okay, I'm trying to make sure that everybody kind of catches that, because sometimes people say, oh, so-and-so sent me something on Facebook. Well, what I put on my timeline, people see up here. There's a little news feed, mini news feed over here on the side. This is like the messenger. On the computer, there's a, when you got it widescreen and all that, you've got like a Facebook messenger, like the list of people that are all connected right now that you can send a message to. And then up here in the top little corner, it's got, Bobby Yett commented on his own post, or, you know, it'll tell you like some of that, and you can actually hover over it and it'll pop out. This is his post. Boom. And then there's his comment. So that's an example. Y'all can pray for him. He's been struggling with some health issues lately. Well, for a long time, he's got his lungs keep collapsing. Bobby Yek is Kenny Yek's son. Kenny Yek was the youth guy at Grace Community Baptist Church of Monticello. Their church did youth rallies with our sending church. They still do. And he's got a ministry to bikers. Anyways, he preaches to them and stuff. But Bobby's his adult son, who's living on his own and everything, and he has some, he's been having, like, his lungs have been collapsing and stuff, and just a lot of issues there. Anyways, you can pray for him. See, that's a good opportunity. A lot of times I'll see somebody on Facebook. There's a lot of people that I see on there, and I'm like, and I know them, and I've known them for a long time, and I see what's going on in their lives, and you know, it can remind me, okay, pray for this person, pray for that person. In fact, a couple people on our prayer list they're on our prayer list because of what they put on Facebook. They put on their own timeline, this is what's going on. Like Katie Ciccarelli. We talked about her Wednesday night, and she's got something going on. They haven't figured out what it is yet. Anyways, that's a good way to use social media for the glory of God, and that is pray for people. Not just to snoop and find out what's going on with them, but when they put it on there, at least you would assume, I don't know who you are. Praise the Lord, sir. Here we go. Got it. Amen. I'm preaching right now. Have a nice day. All right. So this is my timeline on the timeline. Because it's mine, like I said before, I can see some things over here that you guys may not see, that I may share and stuff. Like I can see how many friends I have and who my friends are and everything. I think he's overseas somewhere. So anyways, there's that. It'll show, and I've got some activity log things. I think I mentioned that to you guys, that you can filter what goes onto your page. That's saying that there are two things that that somebody posted and tagged me in or whatever, and it wants to know, is it okay for me to let it, you know, go ahead and post on my page? And so sometimes I let them sit there for a while, and then sometimes I'll say, nah, and I'll just hide it. I'll still be tagged in it, but it doesn't show up on my page. Doesn't mean that I don't like you if I don't accept it. Doesn't mean that I don't like you, just means I'm keeping clutter off. You know, most of the time, the stuff that I'm putting on there is something that I think is important. I'm not a big sharer, but I do share some things. Obviously, I do share, like, when I preach and a message comes up or I do a Facebook Live thing, I'll share that. All of the different public sites that I have, I'll share those. Let's make sure we don't have any cords hanging across, y'all. But I don't share anything unless it's like, I'm like, that was pretty good. I like that. Why is this serpent? And harmless as doves. I try not to share anything from any major pages because a lot of times there's a lot of stuff behind that. I shared something from like a second cousin or something, this thing last night. She just posted some stuff about modesty that I thought was pretty good. But that was like rare. I rarely ever do that. I rarely ever share somebody's post. Unless it's like one of you guys and I know it's good stuff and I'm just share it or whatever. Sometimes, now that Travis has got his Facebook going and he's got the videos and stuff, I'll share those as I see them. I share like Brother Ted's little mini sermons on the rapture. There's about 11 of them. You can probably find those on there somewhere. Someday I'll ask them if I can download them, turn them into one video, and put them all on YouTube or whatever. So your timeline is the stuff that you have posted. Like here's the other day, there was a verse that, I think it was yesterday actually. Yeah, yesterday, well, at midnight. So I guess it was the day before technically. Something I posted is that Bible app that I told you about. It's a YouVersion. You can make these little, if you tap on the verse, like if you're like, oh, that's a cool verse, I'd like to share that with people. You tap on it, there's a little thing that pops up down at the bottom, and one of the words down there says image. If you tap on image, it'll pop up some different background images that you can put on there, and then you can put the scripture on there as well. And so that's what that is. I've got a bunch of those somewhere along the lines there, so I post those. There's my dog being goofy, begging for food. There's my little video. So as you see this timeline, it's most recent at the top, and then, older stuff as you go down. However, there are some differences. So like if I go on, Oscar's timeline, and he's posted like, say, five things that I missed. Now they've got this feature, which I don't really like that much, that it will put the stuff that you missed first, and then it'll show you the stuff in order after that. Kind of weird. Twitter started doing that not too long ago, and it's like, I just want to see like what happened today, you know, and I'll catch up by going in reverse order down to, you know, and whatever. So anyways, that's because what it'll do is it'll say you missed these things, and it'll put it oldest first to newest, and then it'll swap. Get a watch, make sure I'm not messing this thing up. So it'll go oldest to newest, and then it'll swap out after it gets back to the, you know, after you're caught up, it goes back to newest to oldest. Which, you know, when you're used to going chronologically one direction, and it swaps, it just makes it confusing. Am I just rambling, or does somebody understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, has anybody experienced that on there yet? No? Yes? Okay. So, now, most people don't go to people's pages directly. Most people think, oh, I'll get it in my timeline. Well, some things you may not get in your timeline. Let's see here. I'm going to go to Aaron Adams' page. Hopefully he hasn't posted anything crazy. Okay. So here he is. So he's got, looks like, oh, it says posts you haven't seen. This is yesterday at 7:30 a.m. Kind of cool. Yeah. And then this is January 13th, which is today, right? No, this is the 15th, yeah. 2 days ago. So it's like all out of order and then, oh. guys saw that one, yeah. Or he said, that's my president. So, anyways, yeah, so you, there's stuff, you know, that he's posting. So I went directly to his page. So the only thing I'm going to see on his page is stuff that he has posted or shared or whatever. So that's, you know, now if you go to the top of the page, you'll see that you have the option right here where it says following. You have default, or I can say, I don't like seeing the stuff that he's got. I think I showed you guys that before. You can say unfollow, or you can say see first. See first is something that you want to do with your spouse or a close friend or your pastor or something like that. You can put see first, and then you'll see the stuff that I post first. So, like, when you go to your home page, I hate doing this because you never know what somebody has posted. Okay, good. It's just Courtney here saying she's here. Okay. So, you go to the home. Home is not your Facebook page. Okay? So the stuff that's posted here, it's not people posting on your page. They're not sending it to you. They're just saying it for everybody to see. So like, Courtney didn't just put on here saying, well, I guess she did like, tag some of us. So it was technically, she says she's with us. So if we accept it, so like, for example, I've got here, it says, Courtney checked in. Do you want to accept that? So I can review. I know I've already reviewed the page. But I can say add to timeline or hide. Remember, you can do that in your settings so that if somebody tags you or posts something on your wall or whatever. I don't know how it works exactly because sometimes people flip through. I think you tagged me on something the other day and it was on my page. And I was like, didn't even ask me. It was just there. So sometimes it goes on there. I think if it's just text, a lot of times it'll just go on there. If it's like a picture, like the thing that you posted, it asks me. Well, when you posted it to my timeline, it asked me. When you tagged me in the text with the picture attached, it automatically went on there. So I don't know, I still haven't figured out exactly how that works, but there's what I've experienced so far. Right. So that can happen too, where it'll go on your. So here's another option. You can go to your timeline and you can say, like, okay, Courtney tagged me in it. Now I approved it, accepted it, let it go on my timeline. Then I can do this, this little drop down up here in the top corner here of that post. And I can say show in tab. I can say turn off notifications. Or what did they turn of? No, it says turn off. The F's are too close to. Or I can remove tag. So like if somebody tags you in something and you're like, I don't want people to see me tagged in that. I mean, that's fine. I want people to see me tagged in that. But you can either remove the tag and just take yourself off of it. You can hide it from your timeline so that it doesn't show up on your timeline when people go on there to see. So like say, you know, somebody was out clubbing and they tagged me, like, we miss you, we wish you were here. And I'm like, I wouldn't be there because the Lord doesn't want me there. But anyways, I can remove the tag and then I can hide it from my timeline. Or if they're like, if they got some crazy bad picture and they tagged me on it, I can actually report the post and say it was offensive or, you know, whatever. So that's maybe a little bit of wisdom there. So I'll go back to the home page. Of course, you're going to have, you know, people over here. These are people that have added me that I haven't reviewed yet. Like I've got, four or five, something like that. So, and here's an example of an ad that pops up. They just are on there. Who's that? Is that on the bus? It is on the bus. Okay. Yeah. So your news feed is what this is called. You've got up here. You got home. You click home. It'll take you to the news feed. On your phone, it's all down at the bottom. Down at the bottom, you've got. Let me see so I can tell you what it is because I'm not sure. Whoa, a bunch of notifications. Okay, so down at the bottom, it actually says news feed right here. And then you've got video where it like basically separates the videos out into one separate place. You'll still come across them in your newsfeed, but if you're just looking for videos, you can go on there and it'll show you the most recent live videos and some things that they think you might be interested in. Then there's Marketplace. That's been useful. We actually sold the old bus on the Marketplace on Facebook. I had it on OfferUp. I had it on Craigslist. I put it on Facebook and sold it the same day. Didn't have to pay Facebook anything for that either. Then you got notifications. So like right here, this little world thing, that'll be my notifications. So like if somebody tags me or likes a post or comment or comments on a post or whatever, it'll put a number up here. You know, so it'll like put a one, and then like if two people do something, then it's, you know, so it just adds up. Like right here, I've got somebody sending me messages. That's a private message or whatever, or they call it inboxing or direct message, private message. So I've got that with that guy that said, hey, how's it going? Right there. And then this little, you know, two people standing there next to each other, that's a friend request. And I try to keep the stuff clear for the most part, but like, if you hover over it and click on it, you'll see, you know, those are my pending friend requests, and then there's people I may know. And some of them I leave there pending for a while just because I need to think about it, pray about it. Do I want to be associated? Do I not want to be associated? Should I friend them and unfollow them? Should I, you know, what's going to happen if I friend them? You know, some of those kind of things. I hate to say this or even go this way, but there's some preachers that I'm careful about friending because some of them are missionaries and they're friending me to get a meeting. Not that I'm opposed to that necessarily, but man, I sure would like to get to know them first, you know, before they friend me and then send me a direct message immediately saying, hey, I'll be in your area such and such time. Well, you know, let's stop and have coffee or something, but let's, you know, not necessarily going to have you in the church because I just met you on Facebook. And evangelists do that too sometimes. But that's, I guess, kind of a unique thing that pastors have a problem with on social media. So as we look at that, so the two things, there are three basic things I wanted to cover today, particularly. One, your own timeline. Two, the news feed. And three, I want to talk about live, Facebook Live as well, and maybe some other features that I think we'll kind of discuss together. So, your timeline, or your news feed. The news feed is not necessarily someone sending something to you. My aunt used to say that all the time. Oh, yeah, I saw you sent me those pictures on Facebook. And I was like, I send her pictures on Facebook. And then I'm like, oh, I never did send her pictures on Facebook. I just posted them and she saw them. So she thought I sent them to her. So that's something just to be careful not to confuse. Another thing, when you post stuff, it shows up there. Now you can post from your timeline itself. Like you can go to your timeline. And you can post, you know, right here, status, you know, what's on your mind, blah, 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 blah. You can post right there. Or from the home or news feed. Uh-oh. Let's go to Ted Alexander. Stirring up trouble. I'm just kidding. now he's saying that was 3 hours ago. But see how it does that on the timeline or the news feed? It used to be most recent posts come up first. Now I have no idea how it works. I think it's like if somebody comments or likes it or whatever, then it bumps it up higher. And so that's why you should all share my videos and posts and stuff and like them and like comment on them and stuff because it bumps them up and more people see them. And that's why I should do the same for you if it's something important. What's that? It probably popped up a little higher in the feed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, don't. Yeah, well, stuff pops up, and it, yeah. Here's the other thing too. Somebody goes live, and on your phone, at least on mine, when somebody goes live, a little square pops up right here, and it's the video of them live, and it's telling me, "Hey, Travis is live." I'm like, "Oh, cool, Travis is," and I just tap on it, and it opens it up full screen. There we go. That's if I'm on Facebook at the time. It doesn't just pop up. Like if I'm talking on the phone and it's like, you know, it's not quite that invasive yet, but although that may be invasive for the end user, and it is invasive, even if you're on Facebook and you're just trying to like scroll through, you know, your friends or family or trying to read a post, and this Facebook Live pops out in the way, and you're like, what is going on here? Why does this have to happen? And sometimes it's frustrating, but for the person that posts, that's doing the live stream, it's kind of good for them, because like if Oscar's trying to get out a live stream that's important for everybody to see, he wants people to see it. And so if it pops up in my way, it may inconvenience me for a moment, but if Oscar's on there preaching the gospel and I need to hear it, I tap on it, I'm like, what is this? And then I hear the gospel and I get saved. Well, hey, praise the Lord, you know, it inconvenienced me for a minute. But if Oscar's just talking about, you know, I was walking down the street and I stubbed my toe, wanted everybody to know about it, well, that kind of may not be the best inconvenience for a pop-up in front of them, you know. But anyways, by the way, live, Facebook Live, anybody ever heard of Facebook Live? Okay, anybody not heard of Facebook Live? Okay, couple. Okay, now, I think it's still technically in beta, so I don't think you can do Facebook Live from the computer. Only from a mobile device. Okay. Because I don't see any options. I can post a video or a photo, or I can post an album, or I can type something in there and post it. That was the other thing I was going to say. You can also post right on the, like when you're on looking at the live or the news feed, you can post right from there. On your phone, you have to go to the top of it to post, but you can post right from there, or you can go to your own page or your own timeline and post there. Live stream, you can jump on, and on the phone, it's right up here at the top left. What's that? Oh, yeah. What's that? It should. Yeah, Facebook Mobile should work with any mobile device. But you do the live up there. Now, what live is, and here's the thing, when you tap live, it's going to open up the video here, and then it's going to ask you to describe your video, and you'll type on there, whatever, da-da-da-da-da, and then you'll hit go live, and then you have 3 seconds. So, if you got something hanging off your eyebrow or something you need to fix before you go live, you know, so you don't look goofy, then you got to fix that, you know, or whatever, you know. So, and I've seen a few people that go live by accident. Now, has anybody seen the Facebook Live advertisement on your news feed? Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, not advertising a live stream that's in progress, but the advertisement that pops up—it's like a black advertisement with like neon colors and stuff. Says something about is life crazy right now? Go live and share it with your friends. So in other words, the Facebook Live thing, the purpose for Facebook Live is to just share your life live. Kind of like, yeah, except Snapchat's not like, they do have a live stream, don't they? Right. Well, and Facebook, who owns Instagram, they kind of stole the idea of stories from Snapchat as well, but, or maybe it was vice versa, I don't know. Anyways, when you do a live stream, I've found, and actually, Courtney mentioned to me about live stream and was like, you should try that. It's, you get viewers and all this. I haven't even really checked on some of the videos, like right out the gate, there's 100 views. I'm like, whoa, that was cool. You know, like I get done with the live stream and it's like, you had 86 views. I'm like, man, but means that 86 people opened it and closed it because I never saw the number 86. Because it actually, if you remember when we were following the Burlington Revival and we were watching it on live stream, that's what we were watching it on. It was Facebook Live. They were streaming it live. I thought about doing that for some of the messages or whatever, parts of the messages. But then I got to set my phone up and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, they were streaming it on Facebook Live and you could see how many. I remember, you know, at one time, sometimes there's 2,000 people watching it or more. And then they would have, you know, after they post it and everything, it had like, one of them had like 60,000 views within one day. Like, whoa. So, got, we talked about your timeline, newsfeed. You can also access stuff over here, on the left side. I want to give you some info about that just quickly here. What's that? Messenger, yes. Messenger is private communication between you and another person or you and a group of people. So we have on Messenger, if you see down here, the bottom right-hand corner down there, that is our FSBC members, visitors, friends, whatever, all that. So, like, that's like for urgent prayer requests or encouragement to people and stuff like that. Sometimes people post stuff on there by accident, though. And it's a group message. And there's how many people on there? Like 18? 19 people on there. So just know that if you post to that group message, it's going to a lot of people that are here as well as some others. If you're friends with me and you're not on that group and you're here today, remind me later and I'll add you to that. But just don't, like, the thing is with group messages, when you send the message, it goes to everybody, whether they want it or not. And I don't want our church Facebook group message thing to become something that people dread seeing. Mainly for prayer requests and praises. Every once in a while for an encouragement or something, you know, if somebody comes across something and you're like, oh man, this was awesome. I want to share it on more of a specific personal level with the rest of the members. And so those that are on there will get it, you know, and, or if we have something special coming up and we want to share that, there's that. So, anybody in that group can add people to that group. So, I think Linda added you, or maybe you did, I don't know. Okay, so that, you know, if there's somebody here that you're friends with that's a member or visitor or whatever, that, as long as you don't think they're going to abuse it, of course, you know, somebody starts putting stuff on there over and over again, stuff that's not necessarily relevant for all of us, I'll probably police it and remove them and then send them a private message and say, hey, your privileges have been revoked temporarily. we're just trying to be useful with it. So the top three things up here on this side, on mine, I've got, you know, my own timeline, so I can click on that. Got my news feed, Messenger. Then you got shortcuts. I've got a bunch of shortcuts here that I've put in that I've had access to. I don't know that I actually even really want all of those there anymore. Some of these are groups that I started, and some of them are groups that some of them are groups that I was added to, and somehow it ended up in my shortcuts or favorites. So, of course, my public page is there. Indiana Guard Reserve group page is there. I did that because there's a lot of times there's stuff that I need to know about the State Guard and all that, and, you know, things that people post. Now, sometimes people are just posting, you know, whatever stuff on there. But anyways, that just gives me a quick access to it. So these are mainly groups that I've done. The Indiana Survival Club's a group that I started. Historic Baptist for Biblical Revival is a group that I started. FSBC community page is one that I started. It's a community page for our church, and I haven't really hardly used it at all. But it's there. This is actually a group, not a page. So this is a page. This is a group. This is a group, 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 page, page, group, group. Group. Differences between groups and pages. Groups, everybody can contribute. So like on this FSBC community, that is, it's a group, like say we want to talk about a Baptist history trip that we want to take. Like we want to do an activity of some sort. And so, or we want to go to the Ark or whatever. And then we would go on there and kind of discuss it. It's like a forum kind of scenario. So like, I'll click on it here and show you. There's nothing on it, but I should click on another one to show you one that's actually being used. So, like, the last thing that was posted on here was when I started it. It's the description. Or no, I guess there was something on June 1st, Brother Jim's birthday, 84th birthday. So, Melissa posted that. Who's that in the back? Is that Robert in the back now? I guess so. All right, so... So it says this group are for members. Yeah, it's just that this group is for members, visitors, and friends of Fountain Square Baptist Church. The purpose of this group is for more private communication between those associated with the church. The church Facebook page is our public presence. Here we can share prayer requests, praises, testimonies, or just chat if you want to add someone associated with our church. So please feel free to do so. This is just a group. Like, you can add people, and I think there's 10 people in the group. Nobody posted anything except Melissa posted something back in June. So here's a more active one. Not quite that active, but this is Historic Baptist for Biblical Revival. I've got I posted here the purpose of the group and all this. Basically, I wanted to point out a few things, like major things, like, hey, this is not a debate group. We're not here to debate, you know, what biblical revival is necessarily, but we can post stuff on there. I said this is not a place to post cliche items. Feel free to post videos and pictures that may encourage, maybe encouraging and provoking of revival. Make sure to consider the source, though. When I say cliche items, some people post like cliche photos constantly, and that's not what that is for, you know. So anyways, if you want to be in that group, you know, you're more than welcome to. Looks like people post there. Actually, it looks like the last time something was posted there was May of 2015. So some of these groups need to be, this is a closed group, so it doesn't show up in people's, doesn't show up as a suggested group unless you're invited to it. So there's different types of group things. You have private, which doesn't show up at all, even if you search for it. You had to be invited to it. Then there's closed group, which is you can't see what's in the group unless you're in the group. But you can see the group. You can search for it and find it. Then there's open group, like this one right here, the Bearded Baptist Fellowship. That was a joke group that we made back in the day. And people post to that a lot. That says 2013, but there was stuff in December. Yeah, he did a commercial for some company that does like beard wax and whatever. But this group used to be more closely regulated. I was one of the founding members of the group. I didn't start the group. Rose Cooley did. But it's a public group. Used to be you have to be a man, you have to be a Baptist, and you have to be bearded to be in the group. Now they don't really care. Now it's kind of, it's still kind of regulated, but it's not really that regulated. So the other one that I started that's gotten a little more, this is a secret group, which means it's like, now of course it's not because it's like streaming online, but it's a secret group, which means you can't find it if you search for it. You can't, you know, the only way that you have access to it is if somebody adds you to it. There's 13 members. And I think there's a couple people I need to add to it. Travis. And then right here. Wait a minute. Okay, I'll add both of his pages because they both come up. Okay. Alright. Okay, so as you can see, stuff's posted there. This is a pretty cool group. But it's gotta be, it's like one of those groups that's like, I try to keep it a more secretive group because it's kind of like one of those things where people post things that are maybe controversial, or it has to do with survival. But anyways, I set this group up basically to help encourage people to learn things about survival and things like that. Someday I'm going to write a book on bibliocentric survival when I get done with my other book. Bibliocentric survival, it has to do with survival from a biblical perspective. So it'll have each particular survival skill will have a biblical principle tied into it, where you teach, you teach the survival skill, and then you use you follow up with a spiritual application. So that's kind of the idea. I'm going to do that for my PhD after I finish my DRE. Anyways, I have to finish my Church Planting book before I can start with that. That one I think is going to be, although I enjoy the Church Planting stuff and the book for that, this book will be a whole lot more fun to write. Because For PhD, I actually have to like test everything. So like each thing, I'll be posting videos. I'll be doing, you know, I'll test each and every technique that I'm going to put out there, and I'll give a review on this was a particular technique that I found in this book. I tested it. It's nearly impossible, you know, and whatever. So there's, you know, because there's some like fire starting stuff that people are like, oh yeah, you can just do this and this and this, and you're like, not really. Or only if you have these particular resources available to you. And so, you know, those are some of those things. This is something I put together. Hold on a second. Hey, Brad, hold this over the camera for a second. Don't touch the camera. Just hold it over the camera. So this wasn't supposed to be, thank you. This wasn't supposed to be like a public photo, but my cousin posted on there something I created that has to do with the different aspects of the Indiana Survival Club. And so each has, you know, you have different branches and then the breakdowns of all of that. If you want to see that or whatever sometime, let me know. Okay, you can go ahead. It's the reason that that's kind of secretive is because, people might see it and get the wrong idea that it's more of a, that it's like some sort of crazy, I don't know what you, like militia type thing, and that's not at all what we're trying to do there. This is really just to help people. One of the reasons I joined the Indiana Guard Reserve was because if you go down through the posts on this, you'll actually find that one of our members of this group said, hey, has anybody ever heard of this? And they posted a link to the Indiana Guard Reserve, which is Indiana's official state militia, but not extremist. You know, it's their official state military. You know, not like the National Guard, but the state's own military service. You can be called into duty, but it's voluntary. So it's not like you're just like, hey, you're going to Iraq or whatever. It's all state missions too. It's all voluntary. You can be called into duty for an outside of the state mission, but you have to like accept it. You know, so like right now there's a mission going on for the National Guard that they're doing. I think the 7 soldiers are running the mission. But they offered it, said, you know, if anybody else wants to help, volunteer. And so all the missions are volunteer missions. So the only time that we'd be activated is like if our entire National Guard was deployed out of the state somewhere or out of the country or whatever. Then we'd be activated to staff the armories of the state. So, anyways, that's that. So these are groups and pages. Difference between a group and a page is a group, the members can post to it. Page, you can post to it, but your post has to be approved or it has to go through whatever the filter that the page owner made. So like, our church page, I think there are 5 administrators to the page. And so, anybody that posts as an administrator, it'll actually show up as the church posting it, as the church page, or, you know, the page posting it. And then if somebody posts on the page, some of those I turn off the ability to post on it. So if you're not an administrator, you can't post. Like my public page, obviously you can go on there and comment on stuff I post, but I don't think you can post to the page per se. I don't know how I set up the settings for that. But groups, you can go on there and post, and your post is only removed if a group admin removes it. So does that make sense? So we're talking about a lot of like how it works stuff, but this is good stuff because it's good to know how it works. There are groups that sometimes you're suggested, like sometimes when you're back on your news feed over here, you've got, let me just quick review, make sure I'm not showing anything I don't want to show. Okay. So like, I've got, this is my ads here, and then this is a page that I own, or that I control, whatever. And then you can look at, I've got 3 pages that I run, the church page, foundations ministries page, and then my public page. And you can select those and go manage the page. To the page and manage it. And so the difference is, it's telling me stuff that I can put on there or whatever. But difference is, you can see the stuff. I don't think you can post it. One thing I like about this page is, I actually have a YouTube tab over here now. And so it will automatically, on the Facebook thing, it'll put my YouTube videos on there with the most recent right here. So you can go on there and you can watch the videos. So like those that are friends with me on Facebook, or maybe not friends, but they like the public profile or public, what do they call it? Public figure page. You can go on to the public figure page, click YouTube, and it'll take you right to YouTube channel and show you the videos. And it also has some of my live videos that I did. I posted to YouTube also, so those are on here. I still have one that I did that I need to post there. But that stuff will show up, and you can go through those things, some of the videos on YouTube, or you can also just click on somewhere, I think. You can click on the thing, it'll take you to the page. But you can subscribe. Of course, I can't subscribe because I own the page. So, anyways, that's page versus group, okay? When you're on a page, see how I don't have that stream of stuff down here that I could click on? When you're on a group, you still have that stuff on a page. I don't think you have that stuff on the side there. Maybe it's just when you're on your own page. Okay, so I'll just go back to my timeline. Okay, so Facebook Live, I told you how that works. There's a lot of good stuff you can use it for. You can use it for just sharing and encouraging messages to people, whether it's just, you know, I've seen people do a lot of text where it's like long message of text where they say this, you know, this is, I came across this, this happened today or whatever. Go ahead and have a seat. The other thing you can do, I like using video when it comes to that. Like if I'm like, you know, if I'm like, hey, this just happened, I want to tell everybody about it, I'll do a video because people watch videos more than they read. If I've got a page long of text, somebody might read the first paragraph and then just be like, eh, it's interesting, but I'm not really interested. I'm not really that interested. I don't have time to listen or read all that. What's that? Right. Sure. Well, part of that's just the fact that sometimes you're just kind of ranting and saying, hey, this happened. Sometimes your life isn't so exciting that everybody wants to read every little bit of it. They just want to see what they want to see and then leave it alone. Right. What's that? Sometimes you're just venting. Yeah. Yeah. What's that? Yeah, what do you mean? Like one of the... This was a Facebook Live video. I just took my phone, sat it on the middle console in the van, just sat there and... Yeah. I was whooped after that. I was whooped. I'm still sore from that. That was Thursday. Not that video, but what I did before the video where I was talking about the Army conditioning drill. You usually do the conditioning drill like one time. I did it four times that day, so. Because I did it with each class. That's an example of Facebook Live. I think that's effective because Facebook Live, again, it interrupts you and says, hey, so-and-so is live. It pops out there. It's there for you to see. The other thing about this, you can also go down here and see other videos that I posted while you're watching this one. the way, that's a feature that they set up. I don't know if it's set up that way on your phone. I think on your phone it's like a stream of videos this way, and so you can go to the next one, and then sometimes they associate who knows what, and you see all kinds of crazy stuff. But that's an example. Where's that dog? What's that? But, okay, any other quick questions, comments, thoughts, things that we might be able to discuss or add? Yes. If you, if you don't want to see the stuff that they post, unless you're not talking about me, are you? No, I'm just kidding. if you don't want to see their posts, if you unfollow somebody, you can still go to their page and look at their posts. So, if you unfollow them though, when you're over here on your timeline, or on your newsfeed, Luke just posted something here. Here, I'll get rid of that ad by extending his. He posts song, lyrics or whatever, like from the hymnal. He'll post those sometimes. Anyways, say I unfollowed him, I wouldn't see his stuff here in the newsfeed. But if I went to his page, then I'd see it there. If that makes sense. So, I like that. He's gonna be like, "What are you doing on Facebook? I'm in church." That answer. Does that answer that? Like, you can unfollow, you can still see their stuff if you go to their page, but it won't show up in your newsfeed. If you want to watch me preach right now, if you're at home, you have to go to youtube.com/BROABC, and when you come down here, it'll say live now, using social media for the glory of God, and you click on it. Looks like one person's watching right now. So you can, if I click on it, it's probably going to be like this crazy loop. But you can click on it, and you can see that it's a little bit lagged. See, so we're watching me, watching me, watching me, watching me. All right, so... So that's how you do it. So that's the first time I've ever done that. I've never actually checked to see if it works live, but it evidently it does, and it's about 15 to 20 seconds lag. So not while it's live. I don't think. Well, yeah. You know what? Yes, you can. You can rewind it back to the beginning, and there you go. You can pick up right there and play it, and it'll play from the beginning through to the current thing. And you can even actually, see this little thing here? I do this a lot because I listen fast. You can switch from normal speed to 2x speed, and you can listen to me talk really fast. Yeah, so you think I talk fast already. So anyways, sometimes I'll do that to catch up. Like if I'm watching somebody live, I'll go back and hit double speed or whatever. So there's that. Any other questions? That was a good question. Does that answer your question, though? YouTube.com/BROABC. That's short for Brother ABC. Aaron Bryce Campbell's my name, so that's, and I have ABC for my initials, so that's easy to remember. Like to be at the top of the page? No, it's actually my initials. My dad was smart, so he called me ABC. And I thought that was a good idea, so I called him ABC, too. And so hopefully he'll call his firstborn son ABC3. And we'll have ABC 1, 2, 3. Yeah. What? What's that? Yeah, exactly. Right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything? Real quick here before we take a break for a couple minutes and then get back into morning service. Nothing. All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.